I believe the outcome will be a yes. I believe that we'll get independence. The reason being that anyone who's read the facts could only really vote yes. And the mood in our country at the moment is so buoyant. People are out in the streets, there are banners, it's just so buoyant. Everyone is so ready for this.
Polling has seemed to show a split in Scotland. Do you sense that it's about 50-50?
I don't sense that at all. And I'm not overly convinced by the polls. I think we're all finding this, that what we see in the streets is very different from what is reflected in the media, and that includes the polls.
How did you get involved in the independence movement?
For me, it was a case of choice. I read the facts, I listened to them, and I made my decision that yes was the way to go. And in relation to what I've been doing, it was more in relation to health matters. Personally, I have a life-limiting condition called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. This affects my liver and my lungs and means I require oxygen. It means that to survive, I need a double lung transplant. There's no other option. If I don't get that, I will die. Some of my children also have this condition, unfortunately. It's a genetic condition. Gordon Brown, part of the Westminster team, turned round and told our country that should we become independent, that we would no longer be eligible for cross-border organ or blood donation. Subsequently, this would reduce the pool from which we could draw organs and blood from, and as a result, we would more likely die a lot sooner than we would.
On that issue and on some other issues, politicians and other leaders who are urging a no vote have said it will be a rude awakening for Scotland once the independence era begins. And you don't buy that argument?
I don't buy that at all. It will be a new beginning, a fresh start and a new beginning where we won't be bullied from Westminster anymore. There are 5 million people in Scotland and 60 million in England. You know, we don't have a fair say when it comes to any voting. This one is the one that matters. I may be dying, but in the time that I have left, I was going to make it count. And I wanted to do this for me and my children, predominantly my children. They will be here when there's a free Scotland. I won't.